Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are here with Sean Joseph, CEO of Jordan River Moving and Storage, and that's www.jordanrivermoving.com. And we're in the middle of top 10 tips of moving to make your move successful. And for those of you that are listening to us maybe on our website, make sure you check out Sean's specialist page. He'll gives you lots of information. And also on his website, Sean, you have a blog, do you not?
Yes, we do. And go and read our blogs. Very, very good from about type of estimate, long distance, international charging.
A lot of
good information that will educate you and protect you. And whether you use Jordan River or not, it really doesn't matter. Go and get it yourself.
Yeah. We're on to number 7 of the top tips. And I've got here, make sure you prepare an area for yourself to let the movers know where to unload.
That's correct. So both local move and long distance, so many times. And it happened just recently when I asked the movers, why did it take you a little bit longer than what we planned for? I said, the customer did not know really where they want the furniture. We really move them around everywhere. So although the mover doesn't like to do it, doesn't matter. They don't like to do it. On a local move, they don't care. You pay by the hours. You just waste your money. Okay, waste the money. Now we understand sometimes you think the sofa will look right here, but actually, when it's happened, the sofa doesn't look good there. You want them to move. They will move it for you, okay? If you don't have a mindset or some big plan of where do you want over all your furniture, it's just going to cost you more money on a local move, on a long distance.
Yeah. So do some space planning, I would imagine. Like, if you know how large your couch is, take a measurement. Make sure you know where you want your furniture.
Space planning is very, very important. Very important, especially on a long distance move. Long distance move, driver, you know, they will move it. They're going to put it. They're going to move it for you once. Now you're going to ask more. They're going to ask more money. 99% of the company will tell you, no, now it's going to cost you because you're not on a clock. So you cannot hold them. They're not going to move your furniture 5 times without getting paid. So it's going to be costly for you. On a local move, it's costly for you too, because you pay the hourly rate.
Right.
Just get hourly rate. They don't care, but you care. So space planning is very, very important. It started from marking the boxes, which would be easier for the mover to read. If possible, do not use cursive. Most of the movers are foreigner. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Print, possible. So it should be easy and clear way for them to read. They can read English. Cursive is hard. Be honest with you, hard for me still. But space planning, you start from the boxes marking to where do you want the furniture. We're going to come and reassemble those beds for you. It can be under this window and that window. Some bed, even up on the floor, we can lift with the frame and move them to the right and left. But not all of them. We have to disassemble and reassemble again. Again, can be done. Just costly. And why?
Yeah. Yeah. And I suppose if you're moving, let's say, from a larger house to a smaller house, you might have more furniture than you can accommodate in a new house. And we don't necessarily think about those things before we move.
Oh, my God. This is usually the main issue. The main issue. That's exactly the main issue most of the time. People are not prepared moving from bigger to smaller. They don't. They just don't.
No, they don't have any reality of space.
So many times the mover just got stuck. I said there were no place to put the item. We stuck boxes all the way to the ceiling. The customer can barely move. And then the customer, I can't get to the boxes to put it. I said, where do you want us to put a box for you? Like, honestly, like what we were supposed to do. I mean, you have no space. You didn't plan. You didn't arrange a storage unit or a garage or something so we can. If you have no space, then you're going to run into trouble because you get to the boxes.
Yeah. And I know you even assemble like the bed frame and stuff like that. I seem to remember that.
No, absolutely. Well, basic disassembly and reassembly is included always in every move. Local long distance really doesn't matter. Taking the legs of the dining room chair, put them in bed, in right location, leg of a sofa in order to get out of the door without damages. It's all included in our services, but really the plan first. Have everything before the mover come. It's very important. Just will save you money. Yeah.
So your next tip, it says, for long distance moves, try to meet the crew to observe the weight of the truck.
Correct. So I'm always surprised when I tell people they're worried about the weight, how it's going to get done, and everything. So meet the crew. If you have any hesitation, schedule in the morning and meet. It started with the idea that, listen, the move is big. We're taking everything you have. Okay. Not all of us are good, unfortunately. You might end up in the hand of scam. We said, first of all, do not move by weight. Do not move by cubic feet volume, only by weight. So precise measure. You meet the crew in the morning. Good morning. Go in on a scale. Take the ticket. You can hold the ticket. You have the right to hold the ticket. Go to your house. Load everything on your truck. Go back to the scale. Get the gross. They will give you the net when they print it out. It is what it is. That's the weight of your shipment. Now at least you know you pay for what you have. You don't pay for someone scamming you in any shape or form. Customer should observe the weighing of the truck, in my opinion. But if the customer doesn't want to do it, because like they always say, we trust you. Yeah, you can trust Jordan River. There is.
So in theory, I'm sure there's probably a little bit of variance on weight, but not much. I mean, if you go, you weigh at the when you leave and when you arrive, it should be vague, pretty much the same.
Don't trust many other companies out there. Like the scam companies, what they try to tell the customer all the time, oh, don't go by weight, don't go by weight, only by cubic feet, because by weight, I'm going to put some this on the truck, they're going to weigh the truck with the one tire is on, off. Then, you always have the right for reweigh at destination. Don't let anybody fool you and try to charge you for reweigh. Period. Reweigh is free. You have the right for reweigh. And then in destination, go and observe. And people are not stupid. People are smart and they can understand gross minus tera, give you the net. Now,
Sure.
make sure the truck fully lined on a scale with all the tire. They can see it. Go to certified scale, CAT, no problem. Get the ticket, go back. Make sure they unload all the blanket from the furniture and everything, and then put it on
Right.
the and everything will be go back on track. And this is the only precise measure. That's the difference between weight and cubic feet. Nobody
Yes.
can measure cubic feet here. There's no way of measuring a cubic feet because you can take
Yes.
this item and put it on truck, make it 300. Someone can make it 400,
Yeah.
400. I mean, it's not that drastic for this amount, but definitely we credit for
Yeah.
you. And we've seen it before. So the tip is move by weight. And if you can, go and observe the weight
Yes.
shipment. If you're not using Jordan River, even Jordan River, we welcome all the customers to come observe. But
Yes.
every time that the customer asked for a reweigh and we did a reweigh for him, it was always the same. It's always the same at what we weighing.
Because you're ultra professional, and that's the thing I think that's important. And Sean, you and I are going to be back with the last two tips, but in the meantime, I have about a minute. I want to make sure that everyone knows Sean absolutely specializes in senior moves and downsizing. He can be your greatest ally in this transition. And certainly you can reach him through his website at jordanrivermoving.com. And Sean, you ready to come back one more segment?
Absolutely, I can talk forever. You know me.
We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Meredith from the Senior Fitness with Meredith podcast, where I discuss all things for seniors, from fitness, your health and wellness journeys, how to be all over strong and beyond. I also have my mini podcast called Motivation with Meredith. It's a great, quick, motivational pick-me-up for your days. Join me. Listen now. Search for Senior Fitness with Meredith on your favorite podcast platform.